Okay, our friends, have we got a story for you? It is called Mr. Brown's Bad Day. It was written by Lou Peacock, illustrated by Allison Friend, and read to you today by Mommy and...
Not loud snotface.
Whoa. Are you a Viking?
Yes. Are we loud snotface?
Aye, snotface. Well, I really hope that you can keep your dragon from attacking us while we read this book.
I shouldn't be a good girl. Ain't that right, Fireworm?
Whoa. Fireworm. That's a great name for a dragon. Well, stick with me, you two. Snuggle up. Don't burn anything, but snuggle up and let's hear about what's going on in the big city with bears. Yeah. Are you ready?
I'd be better if the useless wasn't with me.
I totally get it. Are you ready? Okay. Mr. Brown's Bad Day. Here we go. Mr. Brown was a very important businessman. He always carried a very important briefcase, and he worked in a very important office. He said things like, "Sell, sell," though sometimes he said, "Buy, buy." People brought him important papers to sign, and he went to lots and lots of meetings. Mr. Brown was always very, very busy. But no matter how busy he was, Mr. Brown always went out for lunch. Naturally, Mr. Brown took his very important briefcase. It had very important things in it, after all. Mr. Brown set the briefcase down and ate his lunch and thought about very important things. But because Mr. Brown was so busy thinking, he didn't notice a baby grabbing the handle of his very important briefcase, and he didn't notice the baby taking the very important briefcase away. Pilfered by a pachyderm. My friends, in the picture we can see that the baby is, in fact, an elephant. Suddenly, Mr. Brown realized that the very important briefcase was missing.
"My briefcase," he said. "I must find it. It's full of very important things."
Fortunately for Mr. Brown, the baby and the briefcase were not far away. But unfortunately for Mr. Brown, the briefcase got hooked onto an ice cream cart, and the ice cream seller pedaled away.
"Wait," called Mr. Brown. "Wait, that's my very important briefcase."
Fortunately for Mr. Brown, the ice cream seller soon stopped. But unfortunately for Mr. Brown, some school children accidentally took the briefcase for a ride. Because you see, when the ice cream vendor stopped, it was because there was a fair. And the fair was full of school children riding the rides at the fair. And one of them got hooked on his briefcase.
"Wait," shouted Mr. Brown. "Wait, that's my very important briefcase."
Fortunately for Mr. Brown, the line was moving quickly. Everyone's riding the Ferris wheel, aren't they? But unfortunately for Mr. Brown, when the school children got off the ride, they took Mr. Brown's very important briefcase with them. And then they went to catch the bus.
"Oh, wait!" bellowed Mr. Brown. Wait, that's my very important briefcase.
Mr. Brown ran as fast as he could to the bus stop and was just in time to see the bus pull away. Poor Mr. Brown. His hat and jacket were gone and his tie was askew.
This, said Mr. Brown, is a very bad day.
But the very important briefcase was full of very important things. So, Mr. Brown borrowed a tricycle. Even though it was a little too small, he followed the bus all over town, past the tennis courts and around the lake, but he could never quite catch up. When the children got off the bus, they took the very important briefcase with them. "Whose bag is this?" asked the teacher.
"Not mine," said one child.
"Not mine," said another.
"Or mine," said a third.
"It's mine,"
gasped Mr. Brown.
"And there are very important things inside."
By now it was dark, and because it was too late to go back to his very important office, Mr. Brown went home. And when he got there, Mr. Brown opened his very important briefcase and checked that all the very important things were still inside. His snuggly blanket, his book of bedtime stories, and his favorite teddy bear. And then, with all the very important things safe and sound, Mr. Brown settled down to the very important business of bedtime. And that, my friends, is the end. Have you any bedtime stories like that where you're from? In Viking village of Berg? No, just that one book, I believe, right?
And all the other books from the Hairy Scary Librarian's Library.
Oh, yes, of course. I'm sure there are more than one.
Oh, fireworm! Don't burn my house down!
Well, friends, wish us luck. That is the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.